Welcome to this WNRN in studio session. I'm Bob Masago, coming to you from our Charlottesville studios, and pleased to welcome Christina Vane. Christina will be playing tonight at the Front Porch in Charlottesville. Music there starts at 8 o'clock. Christina also has a new album available now called Hear My Call. It's on Blue Tip Records and all the major streaming services. Christina, welcome to Charlottesville.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have you played here in town before?
I played at the Batesville Market just outside of Charlottesville last time I was here, and that was the first time I'd even been to this area, so no, technically not here in town.
Yeah, Batesville Market, that's a cool little place.
Yeah, they were super nice.
They always have such interesting music there. I'm sure you were a great addition to that.
Hopefully.
Well, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
It's really nice, really been enjoying it, and I wonder if we want to just get started with a song.
Yes. I'm going to get started with a song that's not on the new album, because I am going to play one of those later. This is one I put out on my last record, and it's called Small Town Nashville Blues.
We are live in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN with Christina Vane. She is playing tonight at the Front Porch in Charlottesville, and her new album, Hear My Call, is available now. You can find it on all the major streaming services. Christina, I know we're on radio, but we do have video going of this session, so people are going to be able to see that really cool guitar you got. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, this is a National. I've had it since 2017, I think, and it's my baby. It's been with me everywhere for every show. It's a metal-bodied resonator guitar.
And you've gotten into like slide guitar for what, about a decade or so?
Yeah, I was only 8 years old when I started, you know.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not 18 years old.
This is not even April. It's not even April Fool's anymore.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think that it's been a decade. I think I got into slide guitar in about 2013, so almost like more than 10 years now. And yeah, it's been a passion of mine ever since.
Speaking of being younger, what got you into music to start with?
I look at that the way I think someone would answer the question, like, why do you like chocolate? Where you're just like, I don't know, I came out the womb and I like chocolate. I have always loved music. I have always sang. When I was a baby in the crib, my parents said I would like sing myself to sleep. And I've always really enjoyed, you know, being in choir and taking music lessons. So I think it helped to have parents that encouraged that. And but there wasn't, you know, one specific thing that caught my attention. I just was like, I love singing. I love using my voice. I love playing the piano. And I was really into the flute for a while. So yeah, I just love music.
It's great you found something that you like so much. Would you mind sharing another song with us?
Not at all. This is a song off the new album, and it's called Getting High in Hotel Rooms, which sounds a lot racier than I think it actually is, because it's really about how lonesome touring can be sometimes and how we just keep going.
Tell you all about
Christina Vane in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN. She'll be playing later on this evening at the Front Porch in Charlottesville, and the music starts at 8 o'clock. That song is from her new album, Hear My Call, which you can find on all the major streaming services. Christina, there's one thing that really fascinates me about your career. You know, you seem to be a traveler. You know, you travel around a lot, both as a young person and then through your musical career.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit in awe of that because I've been in one place now for like 3 decades.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, I guess we're jealous of each other.
Yeah.
What's it like trying to settle into a new community and get integrated into the music community there?
I mean, I grew up moving around, so I think that part, while it's difficult for anyone, is not as tough for me. And some part of me honestly enjoys the excitement of discovering a new city and meeting new people. It's always tough to leave, you know, friends behind and things like that. But when I moved to Nashville, there's no place quite like it musically. Every night there's something going on. And so in a way, it's a really easy social scene. If you're a musician and enjoy music, you can go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to regularly occurring jams or gigs. And as soon as you start to meet, people are very warm and welcoming, I find, in Nashville, and quick to invite you into the circle. So yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's a little bit different from where I lived before that in Los Angeles, which I also loved and was a joy to discover that city as well. But Nashville specifically really is Music City. So,
well, once again, I wanted to congratulate you on this new album.
Thank you.
Very nice. And I'm sure the show tonight is going to be excellent. Do you have time for one more song?
I do. As long as my banjo hasn't detuned itself in the 10 minutes it's been sitting there. This is the title track of the album, and I was lucky to have my friend Bronwyn Keith Hines play some fiddle on it and Molly Tuttle play some guitar on it, and just some really great players do a more string band arrangement of this song. But I'm going to play it for you solo. It's called Hear My Call.
I am gonna sail away to sea. I am gonna sail away to sea.
Christina Vane, live with us in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN. That is the title song to her new album, Hear My Call. It's available now on all major streaming services, and Christina will be playing this evening at the Front Porch in Charlottesville, and that music starts at 8 o'clock. Christina, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to mention, too, before you go, that there's another chance to see Christina in the Commonwealth. She'll be playing on Sunday night, part of the Mountain Stage Roadshow. That's at George Mason University in Manassas. Thanks, everyone here at WNRN, for helping produce and engineer this session today. Christina, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And a special thanks to everyone listening, all of our WNRN listeners and members. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.